Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is
Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yep. We're together.
We're together. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Because
today we are going to talk about ships. Well, one ship.
One ship. But we don't know yet which ship it will be. What we're going to do, we have every single member's name in the cup.
Uh-huh.
In a cup.
Yes.
I'll draw one name. Bethany will draw the other name. And then whoever, we'll put those names together and we'll talk about that ship.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do it live for you right now, and then we're going to go do some research, figure things out, come back.
Yep. And then give you everything.
Yeah. Everything about that ship.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. We have the cup. Okay. All right. I'm drawing first. Let's see. I have to get just one. Okay.
I'm so excited.
This. Okay. Jungkook.
No! Taeyong.
Jungkook-y. Oh, okay, okay.
Oh my god, I'm so, I don't know. Suga. Suga Cookie!
Oh my god. This is gonna be so cute.
This is gonna be interesting, because I don't really know much about them.
No, but look.
It's gonna be so cute.
Suga is my number two, and Jungkook is your number two.
How perfect.
Oh my god, this is gonna be so cute. Okay, we're gonna go research and find all about Suga Cookie.
Yeah.
Suga Cookie.
Suga Cookie. I'm sure it has a different name. We'll figure it out.
It's like our Instagram name.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Okay,
so we'll be back.
We'll be back. Bye. Okay, we're back.
We're back. We just spent like what, 2-3 hours researching?
A solid 3 hours,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 4. Oh, shit.
Yeah, a really long time. So, we researched a lot on Jungkook or Suga Cookie. Mm-hmm. Whichever one you want to call it. I don't think there's an official ship name.
No,
so.
I like Suga Cookie because it's cute.
Well, it's super cute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it fits so perfectly together.
Yeah.
So why would you call it anything else? But Jungkook is cute too. I mean,
super cute.
Yeah.
I mean, I call Jungkook Cookie about 85% of the time. Though.
I call him JK all the time.
When I text about him, I text JK.
JK.
Jungkook is just so long.
Yeah, it's a long name.
Yeah.
But I love his name. Anyways, so what we're gonna do today is we're gonna talk about this ship. So we're gonna start off talking about them in a romantic way. Like, do you ship them romantically? Or if you ship them as friends. So we're going to talk about both. Okay, Kayla's dog is in here. It's like vomiting over in the corner.
She's not vomiting. She was coughing. Sometimes she coughs.
Baby.
Rosie, where did you go? I'm sorry. Okay, if you guys hear any, like, random background noise, it's my puppy. Remember my puppy from a few episodes back? Well, she's with us today again. I didn't want to leave her in the crate all day. So,
yeah, she's super cute.
Apologies. But, yeah, so we're going to talk about, like you said, like some romantic ships first, like how we see them romantically or what we think about Suga Cookie as a romantic ship.
Yeah.
I mean, from our research, there's a lot of people out there that ship them romantically.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people ship them romantically. obviously. It's not as common as, like, a Taekook or, you know, other, like...
Yoonmin. We like the more... I mean, our ships are the bigger, more romantic ships, mm-hmm. I feel like. So, Yoonmin, V-Cook, G-Cook, that's another big one.
G-Cook is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, Namjoon is huge, but, like, not... I mean, I wouldn't see that one romantically, but, like... It's just,
it's
like...
Soap. People ship them romantically, too. But anyway, so, it was interesting to do Sugar Cookie because... I never really came across any romantic stuff, but it's totally out there. Yeah.
And, I mean, to be honest, nothing about ships has been validated at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
our own fantasies.
Yeah, it's just fan theory. So, mm-hmm. Sugar Cookie is just as valid as Taekook.
For sure.
Know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's talk about things that we see romantically between Sugar and Cookie.
Yeah. So, what I kind of like about this ship... And I said this when we first got off and started researching. I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, this is a sexy ship.
Fucking hot.
It's really hot. Yeah. Because Jungkook, like I've said before, is kind of mysterious. Mm-hmm. And Suga's also very kind of mysterious. They both don't talk all that much. I mean, well, no. Suga does talk a lot, but you know, they're a little bit more to themselves, a little bit more introverted.
Definitely.
Mysterious. So like picturing them together is like really hot.
Yeah, they seem very, like, balanced in that, like, where, like, they're hot, but they have similar personalities in that, like, they're not super extroverted. Like, obviously, they're performers, so there has to be some level of extroversion with them, you know? Uh-huh. But, like, I think they're both, like, mysterious, which makes it even sexier.
Oh, yeah, like, for sure. Another thing about this ship that kind of, if you ship them romantically, an argument you could make... is out of all of the BTS members, Suga is the only one who's, like, openly kind of expressed that he doesn't really care about gender when it comes to finding, you know, a partner.
Yeah, he said that, like, it doesn't really matter to him, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not one of the qualifying factors in finding a partner for themselves.
Yeah, it's not a big criteria.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, first of all, Korean society is super conservative. Yes. So for him to say anything to that effect that fans would interpret it as, okay, Suga might be bi or he might be pansexual or something like that, you know, just to question, to look into his sexuality is a really big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's mm-hmm. very progressive. So... for him to say that, I think, means that, you know, there could be a Sugar Cookie ship. Because, like, Sugar talks about, in some interview or something, probably not an interview, but something, he said that, like, his type of guy would be, like, traditionally, like, masculine or, like, a really manly guy.
Yeah, which is 100% Jungkook.
I mean, the boy lifts, like,
he lifts. Muscle pig. Yeah, no, he... for sure is a little bit... he's on the manlier side. Mm-hmm. He...
just his features, too, are very masculine. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I think of Jimin as being very, like, beautiful, but the first word to describe him wouldn't necessarily be masculine.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when I think of Jungkook, masculine is up there, you know? Like,
and I wouldn't use masculine as a way to describe Taeyong either.
No.
Because he, you know, I don't know what it is about both Jimin and Taeyong, but they're just not as, like, manly. But Jungkook... I don't know if it's because he's a little bit more quiet and reserved. Oh, my God.
I think
the most attractive thing about him to me is, like, he's just, like, mysterious and to himself. And I feel like Suga would be into that.
Yeah. I think that Jungkook puts out this kind of, like, vibe where he just looks, you know, like, it's sexy all the time.
It's so sexy. He just has to look up at you.
Yeah. And I
that's
mean,
it.
Honestly, Suga does the same fucking thing.
No, absolutely.
Like, Suga is, I mean, just a look, and he bias wrecks me and everybody else. Yes.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk a little bit about, like, some of the moments that they've had, too. But I'm going to talk about the ones that are a little bit more... the moments that kind of hint that they could potentially be romantically involved.
Yeah.
So one that we found that kept coming up was they were either doing the recording for, like, the People magazine interview, because they were in those, like, jean jackets.
The matching jackets.
Yeah. But some people I saw said it was the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, yeah, because it was kind of the whitish jackets, right?
Yeah.
It was Billboard.
But anyway, so they're kind of off camera. Like, they, you know... pretty much cameras are on them 24/7. Mm-hmm. So anything they're doing out in public, I'm pretty sure they're very conscious of what they're doing.
For sure.
But you can tell that this camera isn't like an official camera. Like, yeah. I don't know who filmed it or where it came from, but you see the whole group of BTS. They're all together, mm-hmm. but you see Suga, like, pulling and, like, tugging back and forth, like, pushing and pulling on Jungkook's jacket.
Yeah.
And it's very playful.
Yeah.
And it's kind of flirty.
It's very flirty.
Yeah. It's
for Suga, like, you know, I'm definitely a Suga stan. He's number two on my bias list. He's, like, barely behind Jimin. Like, it's so close. I feel like I know him so well
mm-hmm.
from all this obsession. Like, for Suga to outwardly act on someone like that, I feel like it would have to be motivated by something, you know, like,
yeah.
I feel like that situation was very flirty. Just the way his hand is, like, curled around his jacket. Like,
mm-hmm.
he's pulling on, like, Jungkook's jacket is unzipped, and he's, like, has grabbed a big chunk of one side of it and is pulling him back and forth, and they're both smiling and laughing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it's playful.
Yeah, making eye contact, like,
mm-hmm.
it definitely seems like there's more there.
Yeah.
Like, you could see that how that would be, like, a romantic
yeah.
ship moment right then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's also some theories that RM is kind of, like, standing to the left of them, and
mm-hmm.
then he comes out in front. And a lot of people will say, oh, he's trying to block them, you know, because they don't want people to see
yeah.
them acting that way on camera.
Yeah.
Because they don't, you know, it could be controversial.
Yeah.
If, like, any BTS member was to be even dating a girl,
uh-huh.
you know, but to be dating each other or, you know, be romantically involved in a, you know, homosexual way.
Yeah.
It's super controversial. Like, they have an image and a reputation to keep up with, so.
And I think, like, saying, you know, people saying, oh, RM was blocking it isn't crazy because
no.
there's a lot of clips. Like, there's a lot of Taehyuk clips or Yoonmin clips or whatever, or soap clips, where it kind of seems like RM will kind of, you know, get in the way or move them, separate them, you know, and it's very cool and very
nonchalant. And discreet. And it would, if it were to be any BTS member to stop something like that,
it would be RM,
the
yeah.
leader, you know?
So, a totally valid Suga cookie moment
mm-hmm.
right then.
There's also a lot of clips of them at, like, award ceremonies.
Uh-huh.
Kind of just touching hands. I don't know. I think it was the Billboard Music Awards. I could be wrong, but there's one where I'm pretty sure it's Suga grabs Jungkook's hand and he, like, flips it over.
Yeah,
and he's playing with it. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's, like, telling us. I don't know if he's telling a story.
It's so hot, though, because, like, Suga has very attractive hands. Like,
choke me.
Because he plays, first of all, his first love, the piano. He plays the piano, so, like, your hands get toned, believe it. Like,
yeah.
you can tone your hands, and he, like, they're all veiny, and he just looks like he has strong fingers. And, I mean, you also know Jungkook's hands. Like, it's so sexy. So to see, like, two very, like, attractive, manly hands playing with each other,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's so hot.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
another one that we found is, like, they were either performing Dope, or it was, like, behind the scenes of a Dope performance
mm-hmm.
or even the music video, I'm not sure, but Jungkook is kind of, like, back hugging Suga, and Suga's hands are behind his back.
Yeah.
And they kind of, like, zoom in on the camera, and it kind of looks like Suga's hand, it could seriously be touching Jungkook's crotch.
Yeah.
Like, it's right there.
From the angle of it, too, it looks like his hand is right on his dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's just back there. He's cradling dick and balls,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, in his back right hand. And, like, Jungkook is kind of, like, latched on to Suga like a sloth.
Yes.
Like, he does that with every member, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, like, every time he does it, he's just so close. It's so intimate. And then to see Suga having his hands behind his back, like, even just having your hands behind your back, if someone was up on your back, that would be more intimate, you know? Like, you're touching them either way,
yeah,
no matter
exactly.
where you're touching. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So another thing that happens, and we were kind of just talking, like, it kind of happens quite a few times
yeah.
where Jungkook is behind Suga. And the one that I'm thinking of in particular was after or during kind of like the No era,
mm-hmm.
I think, because he has that purplish
yeah.
kind of maroon burgundy
yeah.
hair going on. Jungkook does. And he goes up behind Suga and he's like sniffing his neck / ear. And
like
Suga,
a bunny.
Like a bunny. And Suga doesn't seem to be fazed by it all that much.
No, he doesn't care at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just whatever.
Yeah, but he's very, very close to him.
Yeah.
And you can make the argument that, you know, it could definitely be a friend thing.
Yeah.
Jungkook is weird and he would do that to any of the members. But, you know...
You could also make the argument that it's just... That Suga's just letting it happen because he's more of, like, a passive person. Uh-huh. So he doesn't really care. But I have seen in other times where he's like, don't touch me. Uh-huh. Stop messing with me. You know, so... I think it depends on the situation and comfort level,
yeah.
But it's kind of hard to tell in that moment, like,
yeah.
What he, you know, was really thinking or feeling.
And a lot of things that I think about, too, when I was thinking about Jungkook and stuff, is that if V was to be doing that to Suga, I feel that Suga would not be okay with it.
Yeah, he'd get really annoyed,
He'd get so annoyed.
But V has a completely different personality than Jungkook.
Exactly.
So, like, if V were doing that, he'd probably also be doing other shit, like poking him or something.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
and plus, he just does it so often that I think it would just push Suga over his limit.
Yeah.
But with Jungkook, and this is one of my own personal opinions of just how I perceive Jungkook and how I perceive Suga, is that Jungkook... I feel like, you know, Suga, I feel, kind of protects Jungkook. Or, like, Jungkook is so much younger than him that Suga almost is, like, protective over him and proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jungkook was to do that to him, I don't think he really cares
all that much. It seems, like, kind of affectionate and, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, I definitely agree, like, Suga is very protective over Jungkook. There's so many clips of seeing that, like, in live performances or, like, interviews or where they're walking the red carpet. It just kind of seems like, I mean, I think Suga is probably a caring individual either way, you know? Like, he's always, like, in the back. You, like, never see him. But, I think Suga tries to, like, protect him. You're right. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He protect. Like, he seems like he really cares about Jungkook in the way that, like, he wants him to be happy and to be healthy and, like, to make sure that he's okay or, like, having a good time or kind of like how a dad would.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so if that is your kink, you know, like, Suga being daddy, like, there you go. That's a romantic ship right there because, like, he is very... daddy for over Jungkook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I think even more than Jin, who's the oldest, maybe not more than RM, just because there's this whole big RM and Jungkook connection,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
With RM basically being the reason why Jungkook joined Big Hit and BTS, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But I think, like, Yoongi cares about Jungkook, you know, in that, like, older family member type of way.
And I think, you know, RM, Jin, Suga, and J-Hope, I think all are very kind of protective over Jimin, Taeyong, and Jungkook.
Yeah.
And it's just because they're the youngest members. But Jungkook especially, because he's the golden magnet.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's special.
Very talented. He's just sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So I could personally see... Suga getting kind of flustered by Jungkook.
Okay.
You know?
Definitely.
I just get this fluster vibe from him.
Here's this thing. We talked about if, you know, Suga were to date a guy or would be with a guy, like, Jungkook would be his type, you know? And I watch a lot of Suga shit, you know? Like, I absorb a lot of Suga content, and I don't see him get flustered very often.
Yeah.
You know, he's always the MC for Run, like, because he keeps it cool. Like, you know, during interviews, he's just chill. He's so fucking cool. He has this swag that he just exudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all these clips that we watched today with him and Jungkook, it was almost like he was, like, shy or sheepish.
He
kind of
looked down.
Yeah.
Or...
I mean, if Jungkook and Suga stare at each other, it's like Suga breaking the eye contact.
Yeah.
Because it's like he gets bashful almost.
Uh-huh.
So I think even if it's not on Jungkook's end, like, Suga could be very flirty with Jungkook. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
You know, I could see him finding interest in him, you know.
Yeah. So still going along the lines of, like, if you ship them romantically, another argument you could make is Suga, and this was way back when, this was back when BTS just started, Suga had openly stated that he was wearing, or had worn, Jungkook's underwear. So, yeah, he did.
What?
That they switched underwear.
Okay.
We saw this together.
No, but I thought that it was that Jungkook stole Suga's underwear, like, on accident.
I thought it was the other way around, that Suga stole his.
No. Jungkook stole Suga's underwear, and I don't know if Suga, like, gave him permission. I don't know why you would give someone permission, mm-hmm. but he had, like, worn it around, and Suga found out that he was wearing it, and then when Jungkook gave it back, like, Suga was like, you must be a man, because the underwear suddenly had holes in it. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I thought for some reason that he had stolen Jungkook's underwear but didn't give it back because there were holes in it.
No.
Okay.
But well, either way, it doesn't matter.
How is one wearing the other one's underwear?
Yeah, that's pretty intimate.
So you can make the argument, like, you know, their underwear, you know, that's like something that you see in movies where it's like you find a girl's underwear in your boyfriend's room that isn't your underwear, you know? So it's like, how did it all get mixed up? I think they all live together. Well, their laundry.
But they're not roommates. I mean,
But I mean, this was a long time ago. They were they're all basically living in the same room.
But yeah, maybe like laundry gets mixed up or whatever. Yeah. But you'd think that you would recognize your own underwear, unless they all have the same underwear. In which case, how would he ever realize that that underwear had gone missing?
Yeah,
you know. So either way, I think it's an intimate thing to take someone's underwear.
And wear Yeah. And again, you can just make the argument like, oh, they're involved, or oh, they live together and they're really close friends.
Yeah.
And they don't really give a shit. Like, it's a clean pair of underwear I'm going to wear anyways. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
it's up to you. I mean, it's just how much you ship Suga Cookie.
Yeah. How you ship them.
Yeah.
Do you romantically or as friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really like any time that they look at each other, I feel like there's so much sexual tension because...
You do?
I do. I find it so... I mean, I mentioned it a little, like, a couple minutes ago, but, like, when they look at each other, like, Jungkook looking at you, you know? Like, when he looks at someone, he looks at them with, like, intent. Like, he's looking into them, like, you know, like, he will understand you if, like, he just makes eye contact with you. I don't know, it's crazy.
He has good eye contact. Yeah. Like, when people are talking, he's looking at you.
And the eye contact that he just makes with a camera it kills you. Like, it's so sexy. Too much. So when they make eye contact, it's that coming from Jungkook. And then from Suga, you get the same thing, because every time that Suga makes eye contact with the camera, or, you know, he doesn't even have to make eye contact with the camera, but he has such good angles, and he kind of, like, looks up, and he's kind of brooding, like, he, you know, quiet, mysterious man. Like, I think between the two of them, Suga is a little bit more mysterious, mysterious, quiet, like, you know, calm type, you know, and so to see those two looks kind of clash, it's really hot to
me. It's super hot. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. So another thing that I kind of wanted to talk about that happens is apparently Jungkook will have Suga sit on him. This was a while ago, but like sit on his back while he does push-ups.
Yeah.
And they were doing some sort of TV show or interview or something, and Suga was the one to actually mention it.
Mm-hmm.
And in coming from my own perspective, if a guy would have me sit on his back and he could do push-ups while I was sitting on him and do squats while I was, like, you know,
on his back.
That's super sexy. That's a huge turn on. Yeah. You know?
If you can lift me here, you can lift me in the bedroom.
Hell yes. Yeah. Hell yes.
Yeah.
So Jungkook, you know, laughs and gets bashful a little bit, but he gets down on the ground and lets Suga sit on his back. And he does...
Get on your knees.
Yeah. He does the push-ups.
Yeah.
And then after that, of course, Tay is like, oh, he can also do squats. And then Suga's like, no, I'm the only person who gets to sit on him and get on his back.
He said, I'm always the person that, you know, is on... Yeah.
Which, you know, if Suga is into guys, you know...
Raging boner.
That has right to be then. Raging boner!
I mean,
yes!
He gets... Okay, so let me just describe, because this is the part that I like. I'm a leg girl. I love legs.
Yeah.
So, like, Suga just hops up on Jungkook's back, like, piggyback style. So Jungkook has his arms, you know, holding his legs. Mm-hmm. And he just squats down. Okay, I go to the gym and I lift. And that's perfect squat form. And he was doing it with, like, essentially, like, free weight, you know? Uh-huh. Like, he just squats down. Like, he does a deep squat. And he does a few of them mm-hmm. with Suga on his back. I mean, if I'm Suga and I like men or, you know, whoever, yeah. like... I'm turned on.
That's, yeah, it's such like, a turn on.
So all I can think about during that clip is, like, if Suga is turned on by this, and if, like, Suga Cookie is a thing, like, boner. Boner, yes. Boner in his back, like, the whole time.
Oh, man.
Oh.
The thing about this ship is that, to me, it's just, if you ship them romantically... It's sexy. And I was saying earlier, I would read a fanfic.
Yeah.
I would so read a fanfic.
Yeah. I mean, like, we always want to be, like, try to be respectful, and we're not forcing this on, like, we're not saying that they're doing these things,
yeah.
you know, but it's hot.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
The thing about ships is it's all opinion.
Yeah.
There's no fact to it.
Yeah.
It's just all opinion. So...
Whatever.
Think
whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, so this is fucking hot right now. We're not even Suga Cookie shippers.
Yeah.
Like,
we
are now.
Yeah, we did watch a couple, like, YouTube, AU.
Oh my god.
Fanfics. And there's some good ones.
There are some good ones. Like, there's this person on YouTube. The name is Yiju. It's like Yijuu. And we watched a couple of their videos, but like the one that I really liked was, it's called Yoonkuk Secret Relationship All (parentheses fake subs), but it's like, hold
yes.
on, it's so good. Okay. So the format of it is like a FaceTime or like a video call on the phone
mm-hmm.
where like Jungkook is on the right side of the screen and he like video calls Suga on the left side of the screen. So I think they just, whoever made this video took clips of like them doing like a live episode or something.
Live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that. But it puts them together and it basically, it just puts fake subs and blocks them out speaking when they're not. But the editing is so good where it fits together perfectly and, like, it seems, knowing them how we know them, you
mm-hmm.
know, knowing Jungkook, knowing Suga, how we know them as fans from a distance, it seems like all things that they would say.
Yes.
You know, like, it seems very real, like...
They did a good job of, like, portraying what Jungkook would actually say.
Yeah.
If he was to be in a relationship
yeah.
with Suga
yeah.
or with anyone, this is what I would picture him saying.
Yeah, and same thing with Suga.
Same thing with Suga.
So, basically, like, Jungkook was, you know, kind of acting off a little bit. And, you know, he's like, Suga got on the call late, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry for being late, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I, you know... We just have to be careful because they can't really know about us. I guess in this AU, Jungkook is, like, still a K-pop star, and you don't really get to know what Suga does.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, if your company finds out, then, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, it's going to be really hard for us. And Jungkook is like, you know, I don't really care. You know, this is for me, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
it's not for them. So it's very sweet, and the things that Suga says are definitely Suga things. They're so sweet. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could see him saying that to anyone.
But
just,
he's, like, the more distant one.
Yeah.
And Jungkook is a little bit more clingy.
Yeah.
Which I could see
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jungkook is like, I'm not a super clingy person, but I really miss you. And,
yeah.
you know, Suga's like, we just have to make this work, you know? Like, this is important. And just the phrasing of it and the writing, it was just really, really beautiful. And
mm-hmm.
If you're a Suga Cookie shipper, or even if you're not, I mean, we encourage you, check out this video. It was cute. It definitely made me feel some Suga Cookie vibes,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
some feels.
So before we get into the friendship. There's, I forgot about Bon Voyage.
Oh my
so
God.
So in both Bon Voyage 1 and Bon Voyage 2, there's
mm-hmm.
a couple Suga Cookie moments.
Mm-hmm.
And so... There's the one in Bon Voyage 1 where they become roommates, when they find out that they're rooming together
mm-hmm.
at the, like, hotel or wherever they're
yeah.
staying at. It's like a house, I think.
They get really excited.
They get super excited. They hug each other. They're like, yeah, roommates! It's a little almost like, oh, they're very excited.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, again, it's like, they're
yeah,
close,
to me
they're friends.
To me, it seems, like, really
yeah.
bro-y in
mm-hmm.
that point, yeah.
But in Bon Voyage 2, they're sitting on the couch at one of the houses that they stay at, and... it could have been an accident, but Suga, like, puts his hand on Jungkook's inner thigh, but it's, like, way too high.
No.
Way too high inner thigh, like, getting borderline touching his dick and balls.
Yeah, he starts... You had to add in the balls.
Of course.
Why touch a dick when you could touch both? Okay. So, no, he, like, starts with his hand, like... Why just touch a dick when you could touch a dick and balls?
Don't neglect the balls, y'all. Don't neglect the balls.
Hashtag don't neglect the balls. Okay.
Hashtag just snip it. Anyways.
Oh, my God. That's a whole... Okay.
Yeah.
No, but when he started touching, he started from, like, the thing that makes it... seem like romantic is that he starts with his hand like halfway up his thigh and he starts moving it up and more towards the inner thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And then the video clip ends, like they like cut the video when they made it, when they produced Bon Voyage 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like we don't see what happened, but it like if the video would have kept going, the trajectory of his hand was right to his dick and balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. And also I just want to point out in that clip, Suga is wearing all black and he's wearing a black hat and he is just ultimate daddy and so fucking hot. Like, Suga in a hat every single time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Jungkook in Bon Voyage 2 is so sexy because he's really not wearing makeup and he's pretty, like, natural looking. He's got, you know, the dark hair as always, but he gets... Like, his nose gets burnt a little bit, and it's just so, so cute. And he's got, like, a straw hat on a lot.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got his, like, boombox
with him. He has the straw hat on in that clip.
Does he? Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sure.
I love that clip also because the way that Suga reaches over, like, extends his hand,
mm-hmm.
it, I mean, he might as well have been walking his fingers over. Like, it just seems, it's, like, it seems so longingly, you
yeah.
know? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, romantic shit, possibly.
Yeah, potentially.
Potentially.
You guys should definitely message us and tell us if you ship them romantically or as friends.
Yeah.
We don't care, but yeah. we'd like to know what you think.
Yeah, let's talk about some of their friend moments,
yeah.
because those are cute, too. I mean, obviously with ships, romantic things are important, but I think with friendships, we're just talking about, like, who's the best friends, you know, in this group.
Yeah.
I think in BTS... We want to keep it positive. They all love each other. They've been together for so long. Like,
yeah.
they're a family. They're brothers.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously we have some friendships, and some friendships are more prominent or whatever than others, but...
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be prominent for you to ship it.
Yeah.
Like, I ship all the ships. Like,
yeah.
I do love all of them as friends.
Yeah.
Like, I know I can be a little bitter sometimes with Jikook because I just am such a romantic Taecook shipper.
Mm-hmm.
But even Jikook, like, they've got some
they're
cute...
They're so cute
yeah,
as friends.
They're friends,
yeah.
obviously, and they're close to each other.
I mean,
other.
The whole Maknae line, there's just,
oh, yeah,
like, this...
Oh, those three.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's a three-way ship with them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's...
It's a whole love triangle.
Yeah.
If you want us... Tell us, write us in if you want us to talk about this love triangle happening.
Mm-hmm.
This, I mean, it's... crazy and convoluted. So there's, like, so many cute friend moments. Like, you already mentioned in Bon Voyage when they become roommates.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that's a friend moment. Something that is so iconic, everybody knows this. It's, like, a huge meme. It's when they're doing that interview in the old practice room and they're all sitting in chairs and RM is asking, you know, what inspires you? And Suga goes, inspires.
In fires.
And then he goes on to talk about in Korean what inspires him. But then at the end of the clip, they're like, yeah, inspires, in
yep.
fires, in fires, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, like,
and they like stand up and like it's like Suga and Jungkook and they're like hugging and like, yeah, man, in
yeah,
fires.
Yeah.
Like it's so funny. Everybody knows about this clip. Iconic Suga cookie
one.
Moment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another huge moment is during BTS Gayo when they do the tango.
Yeah.
So, I don't really know, like, I just saw this clip for the first time earlier. But, so I don't really know why they're tangoing, but Jungkook is blindfolded and Suga is, like, supposed to be leading.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really trying to do this tango. Like, he's spinning him around and, like, jerking him all around the room.
Yeah.
It's not touchy-feely. Like, it's not a sweet moment, but it's funny and cute because he's just, like, First of all, Jungkook is taller than Suga, so Suga is trying to move this big blindfolded muscle pig around the room. Yes. And, like, he's trying to get him, you know, like, Jungkook is playing, like, what a girl's role would be because mm-hmm. Suga is leading. So he's trying to, like, spin him out and turn him mm-hmm. and all the time while Jungkook is blindfolded and he's, like, practically ripping his shoulder out of the socket. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's so funny.
It's really cute. And Jungkook is just, like, having a good time, too. Like, yeah. He's laughing and he just finds it hilarious. And Suga's like, no, bend your elbow this way. Or, you know, like, I'm gonna spin you. Spin me. Like, you know, and yeah. Jungkook is just laughing.
Like, having a good time.
Yeah, he can't see anything.
Yeah.
But another thing that they do as friends that I kind of noticed about Jungkook is they did that V-Live together on Bon Voyage 1.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, I don't know, they just did a V-Live together while they were in, like, Northern Europe. And it was a beautiful morning outside. They had, like, just woken up, went outside together, and did a V-Live.
Mm-hmm.
And Jungkook and him are just talking about mostly the weather and how beautiful Northern Europe is. Mm-hmm. And they talk a little bit. They bring up lamb skewers, which we'll get to that. but it's really cute because Jungkook, like, rests his head on Jungkook's shoulder. Jungkook rests his head on Suga's shoulder.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, Jungkook's like, we should wink. Like, we should wink to say goodbye. And Suga, of course, is like, why? Like, no. He's like, no, everyone, you know, ARMY would like to see you do it.
Yeah.
So Suga does. Aww. And then Jungkook does. And it's like a long, cute wink. And then they end the V-Live. And it's just, you know, especially since they were at some point rooming together
mm-hmm.
during that time. So I think it was just a really cute friend moment.
Yeah.
You know, doing a V-Live together.
I think, like, the biggest thing that you can talk about for Suga Cookie as a ship, it's obvious that they enjoy being around each other. They enjoy, like, having time together. And it might be kind of that role of, like, older and younger, like, protective over Jungkook and, you know, just, like, feeling, I don't know, not protective, but, like, feeling, like, passionate. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like an older figure, younger figure, you know.
Like, almost feeling responsible and also having, like, this care for their well-being and success and happiness. And, like, so it's in moments like that, in that V-Live, you just kind of, I mean, it's like Suga asking questions and Jungkook is answering. And, you know, how's the weather? Oh, it's nice, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're just and talking.
It's cute, and I think, you know, this is a great friendship, you know, like, they mm-hmm. love being around each other, they love spending time together, and I think their personalities balance each other very well.
Oh, yeah.
And that, like, you know, some people, everybody has friends that they could be around for a couple hours, and everybody has friends that they could be around for 2 weeks, and, mm-hmm. you know, after a couple hours you get tired, and after 2 weeks you still want more time with them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it just kind of feels like Jungkook and Suga are, like, they mesh well together, like, they could hang out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, they're not super crazy, you know? Like, they're...
I can't see them getting in fights.
No,
like,
you know?
Like, I can see some of the members getting in fights with mm-hmm. each other, but with Jungkook and Suga, I don't really see them ever, like, butting heads.
Well, Suga is so chill. I feel like he's not hot-headed at all. He would just let stuff roll off his back. And Jungkook just seems kind of cheerful and, like, optimistic about things. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, if they're... I don't think that there could be an issue between them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where would that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, Jungkook is, you know, getting a studio and, you know, he, like, wants to start making music. Like, wouldn't you think that, like, his older brother, like, would help him? You know, it'd be natural for Suga to help Jungkook.
Yeah, and that's a thought that I had too, is because on J-Hope talked about on his V-Live that Jungkook is been studying piano lately.
Oh,
and that he's
yeah.
learning how to play piano. And my immediate thought was, oh, I wonder if Suga is helping him, like, or teaching him a little bit on the piano.
And that would make, I mean, that would make perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, obviously, they can spend a lot of time together. Obviously, they're close, they're friends, they care about each other. Like,
uh-huh.
and now, possibly, I'm gonna say probably, like, why wouldn't Big Hit utilize this amazing talent that they have, you know? Like,
absolutely.
I think they all teach each other, like, J-Hope helps everyone dance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Suga would definitely be helping Jungkook with the piano. Like,
yeah.
that's just really cute, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So another thing is the lamb skewers. Yeah, that one is kind of an iconic thing with them.
Definitely.
And I think a lot of Army is aware of it, and they ask about it a lot whenever they're kind of... You know, I feel like if you are a Yunkook shipper, that you are very aware of the lamb skewers.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you're not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Suga ended up taking Jungkook out for dinner, and they had lamb skewers and all this other stuff. And then in another, like, interview or Gaio or Ron, I can't keep up with all of it, but Suga is asked, like, what he would do in life or, like, another job that he would be. And Jungkook is like, lamb skewers, like, you know, let's open up a restaurant together for lamb skewers, which is cute. So they kind of have that personal inside joke.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anytime that you can form an inside joke with someone and then also, like, continue it, like, because they've brought it up a couple times, you know, like, that's meaningful.
And people have said that they like the same foods, or Suga or Jungkook said that they like similar foods.
Yeah, Jungkook said that he likes similar foods to Suga.
Yeah.
And he likes his, you know, his taste, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Not how he tastes. Like, his taste in music or style, so...
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all they have to say about
it. I mean, that's Suga Cookie.
Yeah, that's pretty much... Yeah, Yunkook, Suga Cookie, pretty much in a nutshell.
Yeah, we spent hours, you know, looking at them, and, I mean... The only thing that I would say is there's some pretty hot fan fiction.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're into it,
if you're into it, but we're all fangirling, fanboying here, so you might be into it. It's two very hot men already.
Uh-huh.
So if you put them together, it's going to be some really hot stuff happening.
Yeah.
So there's some really hot fan fiction that you can find, like, on Archive or, like, on YouTube. All those AUs. We were watching one that we were crying.
Yeah.
It was something... It was, like, depression AU.
Yeah,
with,
it was
like,
so sad.
Oh, my God.
What was it? I think it was, like, Jungkook. He found out that Suga got married.
Yeah.
And Jungkook is, like, having a really hard time overcoming it.
He was like, well, he started out by saying that they broke up, you know, but we broke up, and he just got married yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, you know, I wasn't invited, but I went, and I hid myself in the crowd of guests.
Oh.
So, and then he saw, and then he talks about how, like, he had to, like, go to his therapist, you know, like, and how he's talking, you know,
and
like,
taking pills,
he takes pills.
The pills aren't helping.
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
I mean, okay, this is an AU. Like,
obviously,
this isn't real life, but like
fantasize. Can we?
But it was just so, it was so sad. Like, it was not what Jungkook was saying in real life. Like, if you knew Korean and you were listening to the video and then reading the subtitles, it would be completely different. But, like, they put, like, this sad, sappy music over it. And
I love the fake subs and, like, the fake, like, the audio where it's their actual voices.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you are Korean, or you know Korean, it's probably very weird because you know what they're saying.
It's probably annoying.
Yeah, it probably is. But to us Americans, they're like, oh, that's actually, you know, like, it's his voice. And, like, you know, and you were reading these subtitles.
The thing about it is, like, it is fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, where we don't understand Korean, we try to figure out the culture and meaning of music and lyrics and, like, interview stuff as much as we can. But at a certain point, some of what we know or what we feel about these boys is just made up, you know, by, like, what we see in YouTube videos, like, what we see in Things You Didn't Notice videos that fans have edited, where there might be nothing there, or what we see in, like, Taekook videos, you know, like, or Suga Cookie Moment videos, you know, so it's, like, it's formed this bubble for us that we feel like we can see this fantasy happen, you know, like, it's almost like characters that we can plug in and out of stories.
Yeah.
And so, like, it can be very, I don't know, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, not accurate.
Okay, so this was our first ship
video.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Our first ship episode, and it was one that we knew nothing about, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So we didn't really have any opinions of it. We loved the ship either way.
Yeah.
Whether you ship it romantically or you ship them as friends, you know, it's a good ship. Yeah. And I'm glad that this was the first one. So we plan on doing a ship series. Mm-hmm. And we're probably going to do it just like we did today, where we just pull out of a cup, you know, and pick two names. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. So if you enjoyed this episode, or if you enjoyed any of our other episodes, please subscribe. Rate and review on iTunes would really help us out. It's not for us. It's not for, like, any... Like, we don't care about reviews, but iTunes weird algorithm, like, reviews are how you go up the charts. And to be honest, reviews, word of mouth, spreading us on social media, those are the best ways that you can spread us. If you like us, and if you like this podcast, and you think other armies would also enjoy, those three things are the best thing that you can do. Review on iTunes, share on social media, word of mouth. Anything that you do, we really appreciate it. We appreciate you guys just listening.
We appreciate all of our fans. Yes. You guys are all amazing.
Oh my gosh.
You've reached out to us. You guys have met. You've, like, made amazing reviews on the podcast app, which is just fun to read.
Yeah.
Like, thank you so much. We appreciate you all.
Yeah. We love you.
Yes.
We're glad that you're here with us and fangirling with us and having fun.
Yeah.
So,
thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.